KD Country 94 weather.
Hello, this is Dewey Dominey from Dominey Furniture in Downs, Kansas. Come see and feel the comfort of the new Onyx Pro mattress. This hybrid mattress is made up of pocketed springs and two specialty foams, a gel flex memory foam, which boasts the cooling effects, and a layer of copper gel-infused memory foam, which has many health benefits. All these great features provide comfort, support, and proper spine alignment. Plus, the mattress gets approval from the International Chiropractic Association. Visit our showroom or see our videos on Facebook. Be aware of our new phone number is 454-3492.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs around 71 this afternoon under overcast skies, northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 49. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs around 73. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday with highs in the upper 50s. Clear skies Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 65.
Don't miss the Simmings now at the Tuesday at Keir Stripway, downtown Mankato. Yoplait yogurt, 4 to 6 ounce selected varieties are 10 for $6. It's now the Tuesday at Keir Stripway, downtown Mankato.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. The new News this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
FEMA, in coordination with the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, will conduct a nationwide test of the emergency alert system, the EAS system, and wireless emergency alerts this fall. The national test will consist of two portions, testing the WEA and the EAS capabilities. Both tests are scheduled to begin at approximately 1:20 this afternoon on Wednesday, October the 4th. The WEA portion of the test will be directed to all consumer cell phones. This will be the third nationwide test, but the second test to all cellular devices. The text message will display in either English or in Spanish, depending on the language settings of the wireless handset. Just remember, these are just simply tests. The EAS portion of the test will be sent to radios and televisions, and this will be the seventh nationwide EAS test. FEMA and the FCC are coordinating with EAS participants, wireless providers, emergency managers, and other stakeholders in preparation for this national test to minimize confusion and to maximize the public safety value of the test. The purpose of the test today is to ensure that the systems continue to be effective means of warning the public about emergencies, particularly those on the national level. In case the October 4th test today is postponed due to widespread severe weather or other significant events, the backup testing date is scheduled for next Wednesday, October the 11th. For a full story on that, go to our website, kdcountry94.com. Have a job opening to tell you about. Circle Inn Restaurant at Highway 24, 281 Junction, Osborne is hiring. They're looking for servers and cooks. Pick up an application at Circle Inn Restaurant or call 785-221-9712. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Research Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lakeside Senior Class is selling frozen pies. Flavors include pecan, apple, French silk, and more. These pies would be a great addition to Thanksgiving and Christmas. Contact Casey at 545-6824 if you would like to have a senior stop by to take your order. The 8th Annual Wakanda Indian Festival is taking place this Saturday, October 7th at the Glen Elder State Park in the Osage area at Wakanda Lake from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be award-winning Native American dancers, traditional Native American food, teepee setup, Native American silver jewelry and artwork, raffles throughout the day, children's activities. You can see a schedule of events at Wakanda Indian Festival on the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook pages, and you can visit online. Visit mcks.com and wakanda.com or call 738-8035. Come join a day of spiritual and educational events sponsored by the Wakanda Cultural Association at Glen Elder State Park, funded by the Sun Valley Community Foundation and the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. Glasgow Fun Day is taking place this weekend. It all starts on Friday as they'll have a caravan to the Old River Bridge at 6. And once they go back to the GOAT, they can watch the K-State-Oklahoma State game this Friday, meet at the park at 5:45. And then Saturday, pretty much that's when everything takes place. There is a parade at 10:30. There is a car show from 10:30 to 3. There'll be food and vendor booths open at 11. Horse ride, train ride, petting zoo, and bounce house at 11:30. A virtual simulator from 11:30 to 2:30. Kids games from 1 to 2. Henry Tice at the gazebo, 1:30 to 3. Cornhole contest, 2 to 4. Pumpkin painting in the park from 2:30 to 3:30. Beer garden and money scramble at 3 o'clock. Bingo at the corner store, 3 to 4:30. Taylor Klein and a pavilion from 4 to 6. There'll be cow pie bingo and a hog roast at 4 o'clock. And then all the festivities conclude Sunday with a trap shoot at the VFW at 1 o'clock. Part of the Glasgow Fun Day, this year's theme, Hometown Heroes. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Does not go. And that one is drilled deep to left field. Going back, Farsho. Turning. Looking. See ya. A two-run home run for Lewis. And just like that, the Twins are up 2-0. High fly ball. Right field and deep. Springer back. Turning. Looking. See ya. He's done it again. Back-to-back home runs for Lewis. And it's 3-0 Twins.
Royce Lewis providing all the runs via the long ball for the Twins as they snap an 18-game postseason losing streak with a win over the Blue Jays in Game 1 of the American League Wild Card. We'll have more on that game coming up in this sportscast and the rest of the Wild Card playoff Game 1s. Also a look at local sports. We have results from the area on Tuesday. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball on Tuesday night. The Beloit Lady Trojans picking up two more league wins. They have now won 29 consecutive matches. They're 31-2 overall. They beat Ellsworth in two in both matches, winning the first 25-11, 25-20, taking the second 25-15 and 25-12. Beloit now 6-0 as well in the North Central Activities Association. St. John's Tipton with a sweep over Lakeside in a best-of-five match, 25-17, 25-21, and 25-17. The Lady Jays now 23-3 on the season. Osborne, there was a power outage due to the severe weather, so they only got one varsity match in. Osborne beat Hill City 25-14 and 25-15. The other two matches in that triangular have been postponed and will start at 3:30 today with Hill City against Stockton, with Osborne against Stockton to follow there in Osborne. Natoma triangular, Rock Hills goes 2-0. They beat Natoma 25-13 and 25-13. They beat Tescott 25-15 and 11. Natoma beat Tescott in two in the other match. At the Sylvan Lucas Triangular, the Lady Mustangs go 2-0. They beat Thunder Ridge in two, 25-5 and 19. They beat Southern Cloud in two, 25-10 and 25-9. Also, the Lincoln beating Pike Valley in a best-of-five match in four, 25-17, 25-13, 19-25, and 25-11. Concordia sweeping Abilene in the NCKL, 25-18 and 20, and then winning the second match, 25-20 and 26-24. Smith Center traveled north to take on an undefeated Minden, Nebraska team, as Minden won in straight sets over the Lady Red, 25-18, 25-11, and 25-16. Smith Center challenged, but they're now 26-4. Minden improved to 24-0. For a complete look at the scores from Tuesday's matches in the area, visit ncksports.com. Also in local sports, high school football locker room chats coming up tonight as we chat with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge, beginning around 5:15 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. So don't miss that here this evening. You can always listen if you miss them on our locker room chat podcast as well after they air at KDCountry94.com. As heard at the beginning of this sports cast, the Minnesota Twins snapped an 18-game postseason losing streak, finishing with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays in Minnesota. Behind back-to-back homers from Royce Lewis in the first and third innings, Minnesota took a 1-0 lead in the best-of-three American League wildcard series. Pablo Lopez allowed just one run in 5 2/3 innings to get the first playoff win for the Twins since October 5th, 2004. Game 2 of the series at 3:30 this afternoon on EF30 this afternoon. In the other AL wildcard, the Rangers picked up a 4-0 road win over the Rays. Jordan Montgomery pitched 7 scoreless innings for the win for Texas. Game 2 at 2 o'clock this afternoon on ABC. In the National League, in the NL, the Brewers got out to a 3-0 lead after two, but the Diamondbacks bullpen shut them down the rest of the way. Arizona tied the game in the top of the third, went on to win 6-3. Game 2 is 6 o'clock on ESPN2 tonight. In the nightcap in the NL, the Phillies open their wild card series with a 4-1 win over the Marlins. Philly never trailed. They led 3-0 after 4. Zach Wheeler got the win, giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Those two teams, Phillies and Marlins, meet again for Game 2 at 7 o'clock on ESPN tonight. A programming note before we wrap this sportscast, we had our weekly chat with Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, a day early on the Sports Ticket this morning as we recap KU's loss to Texas last Saturday and a preview of the matchup with UCF this week. If you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on our Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 through the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.